Florida drivers will soon save a bit at the pump. Earlier this year, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the Florida Motor Fuel Tax Relief Act, which does away with the gas tax for the entire month of October. WMFE's Talia Blake talked with University of Central Florida's Institute for Economic Forecasting Director Sean Snaith about the program.
How much can Floridians expect to save from the gas tax credit?
Well, I think it depends on how much you drive, right? So, you know, if you have a long commute, you have a less fuel-efficient vehicle, so you're buying a lot of gasoline, so you'll save the amount of that gas tax credit per gallon for the month of October. And so, you know, what does that amount to? $100, $150, $200 perhaps? Yeah, I mean, it should lower gas prices, maybe not by the full amount of the tax. It's going to really depend what demand does over the course of October. But what we have been seeing even prior to this month hiatus on the gas tax is that oil and gasoline prices have been coming down for several months. And that, you know, I think is largely a demand-driven phenomena. People are driving less. They're you know, cutting down the number of trips that they make because the cost of everything else still remains very elevated.
It's interesting you say that, and you say that, you know, oil and gas is coming down, which it is. So will this gas tax holiday really be effective?
This might have had a bigger impact 6 months ago, you know, before demand really started to decay. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's just one item that consumers have to purchase over the course of the month. But they, you know, still have to buy food. They still have to pay rent. You know, utilities prices, electricity prices are incredibly high. And so, you know, in the big mix of things, we're still looking at, you know, inflation north of 8% overall. And wages that are not keeping up with the growth in the cost of living.
So I know you said that this tax credit will really be beneficial depending on how much you're actually driving. And according to the Fuel Act, gas will be lowered some like 25 cents per gallon. So who will benefit most from this credit? Are we going to see more low-income people taking advantage of it, middle class, or is it kind of spread out?
If you look at budget shares by income class, you know, lower income households are going to spend a higher proportion of their income every month on the big three, which is transportation, food, and housing, shelter. You know, for wealthier households, you know, how many more times are you going to fill up the Rolls Royce? You know, for wealthier households, things like food and transportation are smaller budget shares. And so, you know, this in terms of benefits probably benefits, you know, lower income households in the sense that they, you know, they're spending a bigger share of that income on getting to and from work. So a little bit of relief there means there's money that can go towards rent or towards the grocery bill. But you know, at the end of the day, it's a month-long program. It's a, you know, it's a little respite in terms of the cost of gasoline, and it's, you know, it's along the lines of these other sales tax holidays that we see that have been enacted over the years for back to school, and you know, it provides some relief, but you know, it's not something that just sort of alters the landscape, economically speaking, for, you know, the struggles that households are facing right now in the bigger picture.
Yeah, so it's interesting you mentioned that back-to-school sales tax holiday. So it kind of sounds like, in general, a lot of these tax holidays are beneficial to an extent, but not really what most residents would be looking for in terms of relief.
You got a bruise on your thigh. You know, you put an ice pack on it for an hour. You know, feels better for that hour, but you know, it's still there. And so, you know, these things, they're helpful. But when we're in the economic environment that we are, where you know the cost of living has been rising at more than 8% per year, and wages and salaries only going up by 5%, the welfare of the American household has been falling for some time. And so, until we can get the bigger picture inflation under control and get the economy back to something closer to normal, these programs, like I said, are just an ice pack. It's not going to make the underlying, injury go away.
So for some, it might feel like some relief in October, but we might be right back in the same position by November.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're nice gestures in many ways, and certainly people take advantage of these tax holidays to save a few dollars. But given the current economic environment, I think that the relief that they provide is sort of overwhelmed by the other forces in the economy, by the cost of the other items that households have to buy every month. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice, but it doesn't really fix the big problem.
And do you see gas and oil kind of continuing its decline or plateauing at some point, like not really another surge in the near future?
Well, there's some interesting things happening. For gasoline and oil to, sort of see a substantial decline in price, we would need to see more supply being produced. And right now, these declines in price are because demand's falling. But we haven't seen much, certainly in the United States, in terms of stepping up and accelerating the production of oil and natural gas. But you are seeing, the UK has sort of reversed a fracking ban that they had in place. So is sort of the ramifications of unsound energy policy kind of hit home more and more globally. We might start to see, a ramping up in production of oil and natural gas that could bring down prices a little more rapidly. But on the demand side, you can cut, but only really to a certain extent, especially in the United States, if you're outside of the highly dense areas with public transportation available to take you wherever you need to go, you have to drive. There's no freedom if you don't have a car.
And we know about that in Florida.
Especially.
Yeah, and you don't expect it to surge anytime soon like we saw when it hit almost $6 a gallon here.
No, I think it would take some sort of extraordinary geopolitical event. I don't see anything economically that could happen because, we are seeing, I think there's a worse recession going on in Europe than what we'll experience. So the demand side isn't going to suddenly surge and drive up prices. But if heaven forbid the Russia-Ukraine thing somehow spreads or becomes a broader crisis than it already is, then you could potentially see some spike in energy prices. Mm-hmm. But I think it would take some sort of extraordinary event geopolitically to send prices back up to where they were.
That was UCF economist Sean Snaith. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 7:45 for more insights into Central Florida's economy and how it affects your pocket.